Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode of the Silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that yourself and your family members are safe and sound. But remember, as you make dua for yourself and your family, make dua for your community, your society, for your country, make dua for the ummah at large, wherever they are, especially those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who are suffering at the hands of oppressors as well. Make dua for their protection and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them relief. Today we are going to be discussing about the open enemy who constantly plots and plans. One who is an enemy to every human being out there. One who is the leader of all the enemies of human beings. One who is disgraced and humiliated. One who is cursed and who has no possibility of gaining the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. We will talk about Shaytan, whose name is Iblis, and who has many shayateen and devils under his command. We'll be highlighting a few important aspects, as well as some of the trickeries of Shaytan. Before that, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini, Khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make those good intentions. And oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am here to seek knowledge of Deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey that message to others as well. Don't just keep it to yourself. Convey to others, starting in your household. By conveying these messages, we will be acting upon the command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of ballighu anni walau aya, convey from me even if it is one verse, one statement of sharia, one statement of Islam. There's a beautiful narration, a blessed hadith with regards to the excellence of reciting salat ala nabi. The beloved master, the coolness of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, those people who sit in such a gathering in which neither the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is made, nor Durood-e Paak salawat is sent upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then on the day of judgment, such a gathering will be a means of remorse, of regret for them. So if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, He will punish them or He will forgive them. What about our gatherings? When we have family gatherings or any type of gathering, do I make any kind or any amount of dhikrullah? Do I make and send any durood-e paak at least once, so that I do not have any regret on Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, because of those gatherings? Make an intention that every day I must dedicate some time to recite the Quran, to recite Durood-e Paak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and to seek knowledge of Deen from authentic sources every day. Never ever stop developing yourself. The best investment that you can make is in yourself. whether from a physical point of view where you keep healthy, you do some physical activities, whether it's exercise or whatever, eating, you try your best to eat that which is healthy. From a spiritual aspect, salahs are in order, are established, that you are practicing on the sunnah, that you're learning and you're practicing the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you're fulfilling each other's rights. So every day, move one step forward. Within a month, within a year, you will monitor, you will see your progress. And for this nek a'mal, pious deeds, which you can download the app for free as well, from App Store, Play Store, from the website of Dawood Islami, dawoodislami.net. This will help you. This will help us to reform ourselves and to monitor our progress as well. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we have a kalam, which is inspiring, which we must encourage our next generation as well. Rather, listen to these things. Listen to the recitation of Qur'an-e-Pak, to Naat Sharif, Mankabat, Hamd, Munajat, etc. There's so many available. Let's listen. Let us take it in, get inspiration, and we'll be right back. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
مصطفى مجتبى خاتم الأنبياء اے میرے سرکار غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار اے میرے سرکار تمہارا نام مصیبت میں جب لیا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا خدا کا لطف ہوا ہوگا دستگیر ضرور جو گرتے گرتے تیرا نام لے لیا ہوگا دکھائی جائے گی محشر میں شان محبوبی دکھائی جائے گی محشر میں شان محبوبی کہ آپ ہی کی خوشی آپ کا کہا ہوگا اے میرے سرکار غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار اے میرے سرکار ہزار جان فدا نرم نرم پاؤں سے پکار سن کے اسیروں کی دوڑتا ہوگا عزیز بچے کو ماں جس طرح تلاش کرے خدا گواہ یہی حال آپ کا ہوگا کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غیری میرے حضور کے لب پر انا لہا ہوگا اے میرے سرکار غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار اے میرے سرکار کوئی قریب ترازو کوئی لب کوثر کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا مقام فاصلوں پر کام مختلف کتنے وہ دن ظہور کمال حضور کا ہوگا خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے پچھلے خوشی خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
کوئی کہے گا دہائی ہے یا رسول اللہ تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچھل گیا ہوگا شکستہ پاؤں میرے حال کی خبر کر دو کوئی کسی سے یہ رو رو کے کہہ رہا ہوگا کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم وہ ان کا راستہ پھر پھر کے دیکھتا ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
نشان خسرو دین دور کے غلاموں کو لیوائے حمد کا پرچم بتا رہا ہوگا غلام ان کی عنایت سے چین میں ہوں گے عدو حضور کا آفت میں مبتلا ہوگا میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ خاتم الانبیاء
ماشاءاللہ عز و جل what a beautiful Naat Sharif Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again take us to Madinah Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every human being dislikes their enemy because the enemy hates you. The enemy is constantly plotting and planning on how to bring you down, on how to tarnish your reputation, on how to assassinate your character. Your enemy will backbite about you, won't have any good words, will be jealous of you. So there's a natural dislike for one's enemy. And the stronger the enemy, the more precautions we take. We take protective measures in order to be safe from the enemy's plots and plans, to be safe from the mischief of the enemy. And who is the greatest enemy of a human being? Who is the one that from the noble awliya Allah rahimahumullah ta'ala to the ordinary people like you and I is the enemy, which is public enemy number one, the one who employs different types of tactics, tricks, traps, plots, plans in order to destroy you and I, or to destroy our ibadat, to corrupt the ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear in the glorious Quran as to who this enemy is and how to identify him. It is none other than Shaitan, Iblis. Yes, there was a stage when Shaitan, who was then at that time called Azazil, was so handsome, had such a great status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was appointed as a teacher of the angels. That there's no spot on earth that he did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had a great spiritual rank in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. And he lost it all because of him disobeying a direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sajda to Nabi Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. That was a sajda, a prostration of respect, ta'zeem. He refused. This was the first time that somebody refused an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he became cursed because of his disobedience, because of his arrogance. Before him, there was no shaitan. So, what made him do it? His nafs, his desires, his arrogance, his pride that I am better than him. Adam al-Islam was made from sand, from clay and water. Shaitan was made from fire. He is part of the jinn kind. He is not an angel. Please teach these kinds of concepts to your children also. We have come across some Muslim youngsters that because there's no proper training in core Islamic teachings and Islamic values, they would say, no, he's a fallen angel. That's not our belief. As Muslims, we know that Shaitan, whose name became Iblis, he is from amongst the jinn kind. So he's made from smokeless fire. He's not an angel, never was an angel. Yes, at one time he was appointed as a teacher of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him knowledge, gave him the ability to make an abundance of ibadat and worship. You know, they say how the mighty has fallen. He fell permanently, where he was cursed, disgraced, humiliated, rejected. And so he doesn't want to go to Jahannam, to the hellfire alone. He wants to take as many people with him as possible. And he does not force you and I to do anything. He just whispers evil ideas to try and influence a person's mind or heart away from Islamic teachings or to adopt something that is prohibited, haram. The greater the person is spiritually, the stronger are his attacks. So on the scholars of Islam, on the awliya, he doubles down on his attacks. Because he knows people, they follow these pious people. They follow the righteous ulama and scholars of Islam. They listen to them. So if I can bring down this wali or this scholar, I can bring down those who follow him also. I can corrupt his beliefs. I got all those who are with him, who support him, who follow him. Once the leader of the awliya Allah, Sayyidina Ghawthi Pak, Ghawthi Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was traveling somewhere. He rested at a certain place where there was no water. When he felt thirsty, bi-idhnillah, through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it began to rain. And he quenched his thirst in that manner. He then sees a bright light in the sky and a face becomes apparent in that light. A voice is heard, O Abdul Qadir, I am your Lord and I have made halal all those things that are haram. I have made it halal for you. And he hears this instantly, he says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. O curse Shaitan, Satan, leave me. that light turned into darkness and the face turned into smoke. Shaitan tried another arrow and said, "O Abdul Qadir, your knowledge has saved you. Your rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal have saved you. Otherwise, I would have misled you how I had misled 70 pious people in this manner." Our Master Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi also deflected this arrow of Shaitan and said, "Not my knowledge. It is my Allah who has saved me. May Allah, through His grace and merciful Allah, has protected me." And Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi later was asked that, "How did you know that this was Shaitan?" And he replied, "When he told me, when he said to me, 'I have made halal for you all those things that are haram,' I immediately identified and recognized that this is a trick of Shaitan." Respected listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Shaitan is there. He doesn't go on vacation, he doesn't take holiday, he doesn't take any smoke breaks. He's there, constantly plotting and planning. How can I bring this individual down? How can I destroy this person's ibadat, their worships? We need to protect your ibadah with good intentions. Otherwise, he will whisper. And one of the greatest diseases that are widespread around the world is riya, is ostentation, is showing off. This is one of the tools of Shaitan, one of the arrows that Shaitan uses. A person would not even recognize it, that he is suffering from riya, from showing off. First, he tries to make your mind not to do the good deed, not to give that charity. "Hey, I worked hard for this money. I can use it in other places." He does so much to try and influence you and I not to perform the good action, the good deeds. And if we manage to break free from that trickery of Shaitan, now he tries to influence us to show off. And there's so many ways. I'll give you a few examples. Before that, as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states clearly in the glorious Quran that Shaitan is not just an enemy of minds and yours, but an open enemy. Surah Bani Israel, verse 53. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna ash-shaytana kana lil-insani aduwwan mubeena. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Shaitan, Satan, is an open enemy of human beings. The Creator Azza wa Jal is telling you and I, who's the open enemy? Allahu Akbar. Should we not take the necessary preventative measures, the necessary protective measures and precautions regarding this? Should we not learn what are those tricks of Shaitan? One of them is this ostentation, which many of us are suffering from. But how many of us focus on eradicating it? If we're sick medically, we'll make sure that, you know what, I make an appointment with the doctor, I go to the hospital, I'll make sure I'll take my meds on time. I want to get better. What about the spiritual sicknesses, spiritual diseases of the heart? Like showing off, like backbiting, like jealousy, like pride. Pride, arrogance, which made Shaitan fall. What about those things? I need to identify them first. I need a diagnosis first. Because a person will be suffering from these spiritual ailments but not even realize it. If I sit in the company of the pious people, if I sit in the company of righteous Sunni ulama, I will get to know over a period of time, okay, you know what? I'm actually suffering from that problem, from that disease of jealousy, of shumatat. That's another disease. What is that? Let's say you don't like another Muslim with the family, with a friend, for whatever reason. I don't like that person. When something bad happens to that person, that Muslim, I get happy. I get happy. That is shumatat. It's a spiritual disease. Shaitan, he fires these arrows. We just open targets. Not worried about identifying and recognizing these arrows of Shaitan. Not worried about putting our shields and deflecting them. Salah 5 times a day properly is your shield. Fasting in Ramadan is your shield. Doing good deeds, giving sadaqat, charities are your shields. Fulfilling rights, obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are your shields. How strong is my shield? I want you to ask yourself, and I need to ask myself, how strong is my shield in order to deflect the attacks of Shaitan? Subhanallah. Why don't we strengthen our shields? Why don't we establish our salahs, fulfill rights, follow the sunnah, live our lives in accordance to the teachings of Al-Quran and the blessed ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To strengthen our shields against those tracks, those traps, those attacks, to identify where the traps are so I don't fall in those traps. Allahu Akbar. Shaitan, he tries his best constantly to put one Muslim against another Muslim. Starting in your household, between husband and wife, arguments upon arguments, between parents and their children, between brothers and their sisters, brothers and their brothers, sisters and sisters, waswasa, evil whisperings, to try and break the family. Shaitan knows what he's doing. Your society is made up of families. Your family has maybe the grandparents, parents, the mother, father, children, maybe siblings. He knows. If I can disrupt the different families in that society, I've got that community, I've got that society. There won't be any peace and harmony in the society if there's no peace and harmony in those households. So in my house, in your house, have we identified? If we're having constant arguments and loggerheads with each other, especially over trivial matters, get angry quickly, I'm temperamental, I violate rights, the hukuk of each other. Is Shaitan playing with us? It's mentioned that Shaitan has stated, an angry person, I play with him as a child plays with a ball. Child will just kick in any direction. Is Shaitan kicking me in any direction to say anything, to do anything? Later on, oh, I hold my head. What did I do? What did I say? Where relationships are broken sometimes forever. Identify it. And for that, knowledge is power. Ilm al-deen, knowledge of deen. That's what's going to help you and I to perform our ibadat correctly. Correctly, as it's supposed to be. With the correct intention. These are ways for us to strengthen our shields against his attacks. By not just performing ibadah anyhow, not just reading our salah anyhow, not just reading Quran anyhow, but reading it, reciting the Quran properly. With the rules of tajweed, with makharij, the correct pronunciations. Performing my salah properly. That my ruku, my sujood, the tasbihat, what I'm reciting in salah is done properly. My zakah, that I calculate it properly and I give it to the person who truly qualifies as a recipient of zakah. Not just I see one beggar walking, where it is, give him the zakah. Not like that. How do you know? Maybe that person could have more money than you from begging. How much money he's earning and piling it away. You don't know. You need to go and investigate. This is where knowledge comes in. Knowledge will help us to protect our ibadat. Good intentions, the correct intentions will help us to protect our ibadat. So our shields become strong. Our shields become firm against those constant attacks of shaitan. Just a few examples of riya, of ostentation. A person may decide, okay, I want to learn the art of reciting the glorious Quran. So people can call me a qari. I want to become a hafiz al-Quran. So, you know, people will say, call me hafizab. I want to study the alim course, that's in Nizami. So people will call me sheikh and maulana sahab. And I'll get some standing in society. I want to deliver a lovely bayan with eloquence and practice upon it properly, so people must praise me. I'll give charity, so people will call me generous. I will say words of humbleness and humility, so people will look at me as, what a pious person, what a humble person. You and I are not there to judge others. If a person is displaying humbleness and humility, I have no right, you have no right to say, oh, he's faking it. He just wants some praises. How do you know? Can you see what's in the person's heart and mind? Or is shaitan using you as a tool to backbite about that person? It's all fake. It's not genuine. Allahu Akbar. Think about this. Don't become a tool of shaitan. He has enough tools, enough weapons and tricks. And sometimes, through you, he can try to bring down another Muslim. By whispering in your heart and mind evil things about another Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge. And He will judge on the day of judgment, which is the day of justice. So, if you want to judge, judge yourself. How I must judge myself? You need to judge yourself. When last did you judge yourself? Look in, stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself. Put yourself on trial and judge yourself. Speak to yourself, ask yourself, what did you do today? What sin did you commit today? Yes, we must conceal our sins. Don't inform the public. Don't inform anybody. That's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't market and advertise your sins. But alone, nobody's around, stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself, ask yourself, what have you done? Whose rights did you violate today? How many lies did you speak today? How many wrong things have you done today? How much of backbiting have you done today? Think about it. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Shaykh Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Al-Tarqadani, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islam. One of the things he gives is this mindset. Judge yourself. Take stock of your own life. Do introspection daily. I mentioned earlier about nek a'mal, pious deeds. This is a great helper. It's a great helper in helping us identify our weaknesses, our flaws, our shortcomings. But not just identifying, but motivation and encouragement to remove them one by one, remove them. Check your intentions. Fulfill rights. Be careful about lies. Shaitan will whisper, it's just a white lie. Where did this concept of white lies come from? From Islam? There's no concept of white lies. Or maybe crisscrossing your fingers and putting it behind the back and then lying to the person as a justification. I crossed my fingers. It's not our way. It's not a Muslim's way. What the Quran tells us, what the Hadith tells us, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us, that is our way. What we have been taught from Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, Ahlul Bayt Athar and Awliyaullah, that is our way. You don't need all these different types of concepts and ideas out there which go against the Sharia, Islamic sacred law. Today, did I deceive anybody? Deception is everywhere. Backbiting is everywhere. Did I backbite any believer, any Muslim today? It is so prevalent. You may find it even at Islamic gatherings where it's happening and a person will justify himself. He says, no, but that's the truth. My brother, my sister, that is backbiting. Where you are speaking the truth, but it's something adverse, negative about another Muslim in their absence, that is backbiting. And if you do so, but and you speak a lie, that is slander, that is worst. And the person's good deeds is just flowing away, going to the person that we are backbiting about. And who's dancing and over the moon? Shaitan. You and I will be crying. Because we'll only realize on the day of judgment when we see, where's my good deeds? I should backbite about this person, everybody else. I shouldn't worry about myself. Rectifying and reforming myself, I shouldn't worry about it. Shaitan is going to be happy. Rather, we displease Shaitan and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a short clip. Why was Satan cursed? Be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madinah Chain, even though Iblis originally belonged to jinns, he was considered to be one of the individuals from the angels. And the orders given to the angels also applied to him. Hence, he had also been officially commanded to fall in prostration, as it is explicitly stated in Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. Allah said, what prevented you that you did not prostrate when I commanded you? So when he did not prostrate, Allah Almighty questioned him, O Iblis, why did you not prostrate along with the angels before the one whom I have created with my hands of power? Have you become arrogant now? Or were you from the arrogant ones well before? It is stated in Surah Al-Hijr. Ya Iblis, ma laka alla takuna ma'as-sajidin. O Iblis, what happened to you that you stayed apart from those prostrated? Ya Iblis, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu bi yaday. Astakbarta an kunta min al-'ali. O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating to the one whom I have created with my hands of power? Have you become arrogant now, or were you always amongst the arrogant ones? And when this question was posed to Iblis replied in the following words, O Allah, you have created me from fire and created Adam from soil. As fire is superior to soil, I am superior to Adam. And it does not befit my status that I prostrate before a human being who is created from soil. In Surah Al-A'raf, it states regarding the answer of Iblis. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِّنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ طِينٍ. Answered he, meaning Iblis, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. This was the answer to the question which was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This clearly tells that what rejected Iblis from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that takabbur, was that arrogance which made him mardood, which made him rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this very worst quality one can possess, arrogance, takabbur. We should be always urges humble, down to earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq and all of us to act upon. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, some wise words for us to think about and for us to make up our minds of learning the deen. Don't stop learning. And subhanAllah azza wa jalla, Dawood Islami has the facilities, the classes, the courses. Faizan Online Academy is there. About 30 different courses are available that you can study from the comfort of your homes online. Balighan classes for grown-ups, specialized classes for grown-ups are there as well. Contact your nearest Madani Markaz Islamic Center of Dawood Islami. Attend the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima. Islamic brothers are advised to travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawood Islami. Read the weekly booklet. Read the monthly Faizan Madina magazine. All of these things are there and so much more to empower you and I with authentic Islam. And over a period of time, you will develop yourself. You will strengthen those shields against the attacks of shaitan. If you want to fight with anybody, fight with shaitan by disobeying him, by not following through with his evil whisperings. Fight against your nafsul ammarah, those desires, carnal desires, the ego. Fight against riba, interest, usury. Fight against fraud, against films and dramas and movies. Fight against backbiting, slandering, false assumptions, and all of these negativities out there, all of these evils out there. Fight against that instead of fighting amongst each other. By helping each other, inshallah azawajal, our protection will be greater against the attacks of shaitan. To the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.